I turned on the news today. I'm offended, I'm offended. Then I took a glance at the front page. I'm offended, I'm offended. I heard some guys joking at my workplace. I'm offended, I'm offended. It's getting hard to find myself a safe space. I'm offended, I'm offended. If we're not offended, it's unusual. Welcome to Offended, the musical. When you get offended, it's beautiful. Welcome to Offended, the musical. It's time to get offended, the musical.
Make up fake names and go to bars and try and trap men.
Wow, okay. Well, that was very honest for you, I would have to imagine.
Yeah, well, you asked.
I don't understand why girls get mad when I can't remember the names they had. Nothing about them strikes my fancy. Is it Olivia or is it fucking Nancy? I don't know.
They should all be named simply. You should have names like Barney. I blame these ladies. Their names are pretty hard to remember, honestly.
Women are so nondescript. Everything they say, they don't deserve a voice. I'm surprised that we passed universal suffrage. I wish I'd been born in a time when they couldn't vote.
The 1920s. What a beautiful time for America. The dudes were making decisions and regulating women's bodies.
Hillary Clinton had never come around, and Oprah Winfrey had not been brown. Mother Teresa hadn't done what she did, we'd all be living in a world that was run by dudes, and it's better.
Why couldn't they be more like Lewinsky? Good old Lewinsky. She was seriously such a trooper. You know, they wanted her to wear a wire and she wouldn't. She just wouldn't do it.
Oil. Monica Lewinsky. Now there's a name that you won't forget.
Everyone still remembers Monica Lewinsky.
Everyone still remembers Monica Lewinsky. Monica Lewinsky. Super sexist. That was sexist.
Couldn't have got more sexist than that.
No, I really kind of summarily dismissed the work of both Oprah Winfrey and Mother Teresa.
Wow, both of whom history has pretty much consensused upon that those are good chicks.
Yeah, typically you hear people say, wow, I'm impressed by those two women, and I'm not.
I will offer something, though. History doesn't really remember the worst women in history.
That's right.
We remember the worst men in history, but like you can remember a lot more like terrible dudes from history than terrible women.
Right. Have you noticed that like women who have done bad things historically, they never do it on the same scale that men do? Like if you ever hear about like a woman terrorist, she never killed as many. She wasn't as effective.
Right.
Her heart wasn't in it, right?
Right.
She doesn't try as hard. She's probably a little dumber. Maybe her suicide vest malfunctioned because she was like, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to stand on my own 2 feet. I don't need a man to wire my suicide vest.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. There's like a female terrorist I'm thinking of, and the only even thing I remember is like she like held a gun or something like that. I don't even know if she did it.
You probably have her mistaken for a man. Is the reality.
That was a long-haired man. That's Osama bin Laden you're thinking of.
Oh,
exactly.
Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's just I'm sick and tired of women trying to claim that, you know, that saying of like well-behaved women rarely make history. Well, you know, poorly behaved women rarely make history, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Except for Monica Lewinsky, who we can all agree, I think, is a true pioneer.
Yeah, she was.
Made a name for herself.
She was out ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Did you know that the girl before Monica Lewinsky that brought up that whole trial, she had a 12-year relationship with Bill Clinton?
Ooh.
It wasn't just
Flowers? Jennifer Flowers?
Yeah, Jennifer Flowers.
Yeah.
I never knew it was 12 years.
No, I didn't know that.
12 years is a long time to be just like fucking somebody.
Well, how about that? And the fact that like Bill was able to date somebody for 12 years without marrying them?
Yes.
Like what an accomplishment by him, because as we all know, women nag constantly about like even after 6 months a year, what are we? Are we seeing other people? Okay, we move into that. When are we moving in together? I don't know. Now, hey, Bill, we're 12 years in. Are you going to marry me? Are you going to end it with Hillary? No.
He just fucking let her on. Yeah. He just let her on for 12 years, and that's probably why she brought up these allegations, because he never married her.
That's right. Ugh.
If he had just made an honest woman.
But women just aren't honest, unfortunately.
You seem hurt today.
I don't even know why I'm going down this road. It's all very tongue-in-cheek, because I'll tell you what, Ron.
What?
I had quite a weekend.
Boy.
Boy is right.
What was quite your weekend?
I met a lady.
Really?
And ooh, am I excited about this one.
Wait,
Didn't
you just meet a lady?
I've met a few ladies recently, but this one is really, there's a strong chance of something very magical happening.
What about this new relationship fold is, I don't know why I just called it a fold.
Me neither.
That doesn't make sense.
That's okay.
Just unnecessary word. What about this new relationship gives you hope?
Well, she does. She's the one.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to get married.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can already tell.
You're talking to her like, what are we?
Well, I've already started cracking jokes about our wedding, and we've only known each other 3 days.
And how off-put is she by it?
She is put on.
Really?
Somehow. Kind of. Hard to know. It might be a little too soon, if I'm being honest with you. Here's what I'll say. We're both going...
Pretty sure it's too soon.
We're going to a wedding together.
How already?
No, not as like dates. We were both invited,
okay.
And we're both separately going. And I was like cracking jokes about something like, I was like, oh, I bought a tux for our wedding. Meaning the one we were going to. And she was like, oh, you know, I hope it goes with what I'm wearing. And I'm like, well, we have, you know, plenty of time to figure that out, along with the wedding invitations and the venue and what time of year we want to do it and whether or not we invite, you know, your extended family or how big does it want to keep it. And I think she rolled with that punch, that like she sent me a text back that was like kind of with it. But, you know, I've been cracking jokes. You know me.
You're keeping her alive.
I'm a joker.
Exactly. You're fucking, laughter is the spice of life.
Yeah.
And you've got her muy caliente.
Muy espacito.
Yes,
I don't know if that's probably
that
not
sounds
the right
good,
thing.
Though.
Yeah.
Espacito.
Yeah. Yeah. That's missing the D, and so was she, which
hey,
is why she's been
that's
hanging
why she's
out
coming
with me.
Back. Let's go. Well, bro, I'm happy for you, honestly.
I'm so happy. Here's the reason I'm telling you. She's a Penn State grad.
What?
True story.
Oh, so she's an idiot. No, I'm kidding.
I think so. Why else would she be dating me?
No, I'm kidding. Penn State, I saw a graph. I think Barstool put it out somewhere that, like, Penn State is one of, like, the five highest schools on the they rank highly on, they party a lot,
and the academics
are high.
That's good.
Which I guess is good. There were no Ivy League schools on the whole thing, though, so I guess they're...
There were some Ivy League schools on there.
Were there?
I saw, yeah. Yale was on
there.
No,
I think that's BYU's Y.
Oh.
Because I saw that Y, too.
Cornell was on there.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Why wasn't Harvard on there?
I mean, I don't even know if it factors on... It's just, like, so far below the fun party scene.
No, don't say that.
I had fun, but it was like me and 6% of the rest of the student body that tended to go out.
What was
all.
It like going out at Harvard? Do you see
it was
the
same
of the people?
Yeah. It was like a very select group of people that would constantly go out. We'd do, like, you know, we did karaoke on Monday night at Uno's Pizzeria.
Did you ever get embarrassed by a janitor in an argument about the agricultures of the South or anything like that?
No, but that I love that movie.
Yeah, well, of course you do, bro.
It's a great movie. And
they Harvard shame in that movie, though.
They do. He is, and he does that. He's at, like, MIT, I think, cleaning the floors.
Yes.
Good Will Hunting.
Yes.
By the way, so relevant. I've been watching this again.
It's the best movie of all time.
It really is.
It really is an incredible movie.
It's the number one movie of my life.
Yeah, same.
Maybe Inception.
This, to me, is ahead of Inception.
Wow.
To me, it really is. But they go to Harvard for that scene.
They do.
They're at Harvard. Mm-hmm. And he says that you just wasted $150,000 on an education you could have got at a public or for like whatever $1.50
in
late charges
fees.
At your public library or whatever.
Yeah, and he's like, "Well, at least I'll have my degree, and you'll be filling up my gas as we drive up to our ski house with my kids." He's like, "Yeah, well, at least I won't be unoriginal." I never thought that comeback was very good.
No, that's not that good of a fucking comeback. Yeah, like not being unoriginal. Like that guy doesn't. What fucking guy driving to the ski resort cares about being original?
Yeah. I mean, if we're being honest, the Harvard guy actually did pretty well in that argument.
Yeah, he did fine.
That debate, that like thing of like you'll be filling up our gas, that was pretty good. And then Will's like, "All right, well, you're unoriginal, and now let's go fight." Clearly, the Harvard kid got under his skin, and he resorted to violence, which we all know is like so juvenile.
Right? Yeah, right? He it's beneath him.
Yeah, you would think.
My high school during like sporting events when we were losing, it's super fucking uppity to say, "John, fucking, you went to a rival high school, bro." We might have said this to you at one point, but they'd be like, "That's all right, that's okay.
You'll be pumping our gas.
Yeah,
someday.
You're gonna pump our gas someday." Yeah. It's so fucked up, bro.
I know.
You should lose for fucking saying that. But in the context of what that Good Will Hunting guy was trying to say, he wins that argument. He doesn't care about being unoriginal. The fact that he is up at the ski resort with all the other people shows that he doesn't value being unoriginal. He wants to be circled in with people. He's
right.
A different type of individual.
Right.
He's not an artist. He's not trying to be unoriginal.
No.
So they both walk away thinking that they won that argument.
Yeah. And then that whole apples thing, I was trying to think about that scene where it's like, "Do you like apples? Well, I got her number. How do you like them apples?" Everyone always, that's like the most quoted line from this entire state of Massachusetts.
Did that exist? Did that line exist before the movie? Or?
No. And let me tell you something. It doesn't make any fucking sense if you actually break it down. Like, I get what he's going for. I understand, but only because of body language.
Yeah.
Like, if I'd heard that on a book on tape, I'd be like, "What the fuck are they talking about? Apples."
And the guy really humors him by being like, "Yeah, I like apples. Like, go ahead, have your fun."
Exactly. And not to mention, that guy's hanging out in like a Dunkin' Donuts at presumably 2 in the morning.
I think they're like debating. They have him like debating.
That was definitely inaccurate. I would think that like a group of Harvard, smart Harvard people like that wouldn't be at a Dunk. I would think they'd be like, you know, at a caviar bar or something.
So a martini bar or
having
something
a cigar.
Like that. Yes, exactly. They're not fucking arguing over fucking crullers.
No, enjoying their parents' wealth.
So this is our favorite movie too, but I mean, we're starting to poke apart fucking Good Will Hunting. We're putting some holes in the plot of Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
It's not all
it's cracked up to be.
Best screenplay and everything, but we could still enjoy it, but we just have that intimate of a knowledge about it.
Right.
I heard that it was originally going to be about physicists, but they knew that you couldn't extrapolate physics like that. Like,
no.
Mathematics would be easier to like extrapolate. You can know a little bit and just like
that your mind figures out the rest of it.
I think that's fair, yeah. And also, I think it's easier to like write a math equation on a board in a movie and make it look extremely confusing. And, you know, whereas it's like a physics thing, I don't even... Fuck physics.
Fuck
I didn't
physics.
Like physics very much.
Fuck
no.
physics, dude.
Yeah, fuck
Light
physics.
It up. Fucking roast these fucking physicians for physics.
These physicians.
Physicians.
I don't want to talk about doctors anymore. I already told you.
That's true.
I don't like doctors. My ex-girlfriend is a doctor, is dating a doctor. Fuck doctors. Fuck medicine. Fuck modern medicine. I don't like any of it.
And fuck physicians. But my dad's a physicist.
Come on.
My sister's a physicist, and her husband's a physicist.
Holy shit.
They're all physicists.
Are they like researchers or professors?
My dad's
a
professor and a researcher.
Wow.
He teaches a couple different levels of physics, and he researches biophysics, specifically sickle cell. Mm. But like
sickle cell. The most racist disease
yes, dude.
On earth.
And fucking sickle cell can't get any fucking funding because no one gives a fuck about sickle cell. It's not
only
a sexy disease.
It only affects black people. Isn't that right?
It primarily affects black people and like African black people. Like
right.
Yes.
So I'm right about that.
Yes,
that's what I remembered it being. They don't have like an antibody or
we
something.
We need
like
to
that?
Find a way to fucking sexy up sickle cell.
Yeah. Club's closed. Private event.
Oh, I'm here for, I'm actually, you guys have any applications?
No, we're, not hiring right now, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, you don't understand. I need to get up on that stage.
There is no chance in hell. We are the most exclusive club of diseases in the entire city.
Well, I could work here.
I'm sorry to say it, but I think you're over the hill. Who are you, anyway?
Well, come on. I need funding badly. You don't recognize me?
Not at all. I've never seen your kind around here.
Hey, just give me a shot. Let me show you what I can do.
You're going to have to convince me.
Oh, yeah, you see me walking down the street. I'm the sexiest disease that you ever could meet. I'm such a temptress, she devil from hell. Oh, won't you look at me? I'm sickle cell.
Oh, God, you repulse me. I don't even know what you are. I've never heard of you. Do you, like, affect anyone?
Yeah, I affect lots of people, primarily African-Americans.
Ugh, I had a feeling we didn't serve your kind here.
Well, hey, wait a second. I got more if you'll listen.
All right, keep trying.
I like the red guys and the white guys, too. My cell's not complete, and that's why I need you. Too good to be true. You can barely believe it. All the other girls wanna be anemic. Yeah!
Yes, they do. Because we've learned that anemia sells. But not your kind. The sickle cell kind?
Yeah, well, I've got sickle cell. Sickle cell. I've got sickle cell. Hey, Bubba, isn't this sexy?
Not at all. I'm disgusted by you.
Come on. You don't think that I could work here?
Well, maybe in the back.
Well, take it.
I met this disease just the other night. Said her name was Sickle Cell and she puts up a fight. At first I thought I might just dismiss her, but when she walked away, well, I started to miss her. She turned around and showed me her ways. I said, Sickle Cell, come on back, come work our way. Okay.
I'm not as sexy as HIV AIDS, but if you fund me, Soon you'll tell that no one's as sexy as some sickle cell.
Sickle, dickle, 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 sickle cell.
So you think I got the job?
We'll start you Monday. Wow, sickle cell anemia, you know? Who would have known that they that it struggles for funding and that can't get a job at a nightclub?
Man, but some diseases are just sexier. AIDS is just sexy, bro.
It really is a far sexier disease. I mean, it's transmitted sexually anyway, typically.
Darfur is also sexy. It's not a disease, but just like as a place, like that's like some charities, some causes get more thrust behind them for whatever reason.
Yeah. Do you remember, I don't know if this happened at your high school, actually it was middle school, but they made the green bracelets that said Save Darfur.
Really?
They were like the Livestrong bracelets. The Livestrong bracelets were the first ones to come out, the yellow ones.
Uh-huh.
And then, because everyone loved Lance Armstrong. And then...
That cheating bastard.
Yeah, I know. What a dickhead.
That rat.
Yeah. And then they did the Save Darfur ones, which were green, and everyone likes green more than yellow. So I remember everyone in my grade bought those.
Had only Lance Armstrong known that he picked the shittiest, stupidest color of yellow behind his... Imagine how much money he could have made for cancer had he only had better taste.
If people would have looked the other way when he admitted that he'd been doping,
right.
If he'd had a better color
No
bracelet.
One was mad about the doping.
Right.
They were mad about the yellow.
Lance, you got it all wrong, kid. Okay? Look, nobody cares that you did drugs. All the bike riders did drugs. We get it, okay? You guys are riding through the Pyrenees... standing up the entire fucking time as you
ascend
impossible. A mountain.
Just the thinnest air possible. Yeah. That was fucking Kate Moss air. Fucking, there's nothing there. And somehow fucking, we're like, you thought that we didn't know? We were fine with it.
Yeah,
it's
we were.
It's the yellow.
Yeah.
You pretentious bastard.
You stupid cunt.
You pretentious, stupid cunt bastard.
Yeah, lying sack of shit who dated Sheryl Crow and then didn't because, you know, nothing pleases you.
He dated Sheryl Crow?
Pretty sure.
That's
was it Sheryl
badass.
Crow? It was Sheryl Crow.
Did he date one of the Olsen twins? I feel like everybody who was famous from like 96 until I guess now has dated one of the Olsen twins.
I agree.
Good for them. You know they're still only 25 years old.
That's impossible.
Well, they are shockingly young though. I know you got some Sheryl Crow for me.
I was just thinking that. I'm gonna soak up the sun. Don't tell everyone who needs my life.
Wait, yo, when I was as a camp counselor, I had to choreograph or I'd like teach little kids a choreography for I Want to Soak Up the Sun.
Oh, wow.
And I had to like kind of like do it in front of them like to like kind of well I
right?
had like 50 like 7 year olds who were like trying to do I Want to Soak Up the Sun choreography.
Is there a video of you out there leading this Soak Up the
certainly
Sun?
Not. I would have nothing goes well with battle rap like choreography for I Want to Soak
children,
Up the Sun.
Right.
They would have known that I was a bitch.
I turned on the news today. I'm offended. I'm offended. Then I took a glance at the front page. I'm offended. I'm offended. I heard some guys joking at my workplace. I'm offended. I'm offended. It's getting hard to find myself a safe space. I'm offended. I'm offended. If we're not offended, it's unusual. Welcome to Offended, the musical. When you get offended, it's beautiful. Welcome to Offended, the musical. It's time to get offended, the musical.